The 21st annual downtown celebration in North Adams, Massachusetts is underway at this hour. The city's director of community events, Susie Helm, talks about what she calls age-friendly festivities.
We've got community members, organizations, they're doing giveaways, they're handing out information so that you know more about what they do for the community. There's lots and lots of children's activities going on all over the downtown. We have, on Eagle Street, there's going to be a magician. Mary Poppins is going to be over there again this year. We have hula hoops that the kids can play with. The Berkshire Fairy Festival will be there again, helping children make fairy wands like they did last year. Those were a huge hit, and they'll bring their putt-putt back.
What kind of performances are going on?
Well, so we've got J.P. Murphy, which is traditional Irish music, and they're a local favorite for sure. They'll do a couple sets over there. If you have children, Terry Oliveri and Friends will be playing by the bus stop. They have performances again at 7:10. We have Berkshire Rhythm Keepers on Eagle Street. They're an African drumming group. They'll do a performance from about 7 to 8 o'clock. And then Mass Mocha is going to be under the Mohawk, which is kind of their usual spot for us for downtown celebration. And they're going to be leading kind of interactive community body concerts at 6, 7, and 8 o'clock, which should be really interesting.
What's a body concert?
I don't know yet. We're all going to find out together. I think you can make some instruments, but they also are going to encourage people to make music and a concert with their bodies. So we'll see how that goes. It should be really fun. I mean, it's great when you get the crowd involved and people are excited. We've also got a lot of community dance and gymnastics groups that will be doing little performances throughout the night. I know the Berkshire County Line Dancers will be there doing a performance from 6:30 to around 7:10. Then we've got Studio North Dance, Gemini Gymnastics, J-Star Gymnastics, Freedom Dance. They're all there doing little performances throughout the downtown.
With national news in mind, I mean, public safety is always a concern on these types of things.
Sure.
How is that being handled?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly hope that we don't have to worry about that too much, but our local police department is really good about stepping up. Just their awareness, they have a few extra detail officers there, and they also have their own presence there up at the top of Main Street. They're there, the fire department's there, North Adams Ambulance are there. They're interacting with the community in a fun way, but they're also there to protect everybody.
What are they doing at the top of Main Street?
They always bring out their trucks, so they have trucks in the cars, and they let the kids kind of explore them as much as they're allowed to. They also, the fire department always brings up this great water fire extinguisher, and they have a little wooden cutout house with flames in the windows that you shoot down with the fire extinguisher that kids always really love.
Some folks are a little critical, though, that it might not be an event that's exactly age-friendly. What about handicapped parking? How are the elderly supposed to get around? How is the event trying to cater to that very large group in the city?
Well, we always keep those issues in mind. There's always at least one handicap accessible sidewalk at each intersection, and we plan it that way. There is parking. I mean, you are surrounded. Main Street on both sides is surrounded by two very large parking lots that are very easily accessible. There's a handicapped restroom there. It's behind the TD Bank. I don't know. I think if you're older, part of the experience is this has been going on for 21 years, and I think why it is so successful is that these are neighbors coming out and seeing each other and just kind of enjoying each other's company. And if you've been around here for many decades, then you're seeing all these people that you know, that you've grown up with. I think it's really actually friendly for all ages.
That's North Adams Director of Community Events, Susie Helm. Tonight's downtown celebration goes until 9.